a scientifically illiterate society that is believing a lot of junk.
What you wanna do? What you wanna do? Bad boy, bad boy.
Thank you. They don't understand this language, but the tone that they're getting through to you.
Is that good, being like everybody? I mean, isn't that the same as being nobody?
Paul's glasses are dirty.
Yeah, did you ever think of maybe cleaning your glasses?
Yeah, the glasses
are really
dirty.
Yeah, I want them off on occasion.
Can you really see through those?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Scum on them?
I can.
There's scum. There's lots of scum on those glasses there.
No, when it gets where I can't see through them, I wash them off.
That's a good idea.
Is that tape?
Oh, that's string, actually. My glasses broke. And I didn't really feel like getting new glasses, so I attached string to them.
No,
I've actually
don't.
Decided when I do get new glasses.
Yeah, I like
will
the face, but I don't
do
like
the same thing. It's gonna be
will
sweet.
Will you break them first?
I bet.
No, I'm just gonna like go straight to the string.
But, you know.
I actually might have the string and the sides attached because I think that'd be really funny.
Glasses.
But
you should get like sports goggles.
Are there any brew dogs that I could drink?
Paul, you should get like prescription
what's
sports goggles and wear those all the time.
You're taking a lot of my time, mister.
You're taking an equal amount of mine.
How do you like toasted cheese sandwiches?
Every night.
This is Barroom Bob. You're listening to Paradoxal...
Pterodactyl.
Which is a big word for a sixth grade dropout.
I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just on the American side. Geez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way to be a leader in Americana except you guys. You gotta control it. We We haven't any chance. Naturally, things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, it really is. When I went to school, I went to school at the University of Southern California. Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college. I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his waste paper basket, or had written lewd words on the pictures of his family, we, as members of the college, would have kicked the hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen and there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a shit if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen. Oh, Christ, I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking. It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous. If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country. Jesus, I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things and against things. And you know, Christ, you try as I try as a human being to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell.
7. To return this call, press 8. To save, press 9. To hear all options, press 0.
You son of a bitch. I've never gotten your voicemail before. This is the first time. I am disappointed.
Faggot.
Coming back.
Faggot.
Bitch.
It used to taste good. Oh, what a fine cuisine. They tried to overfeed a brother in a napalm, as Betty said. We've lost our innocence, but we still feel like children, because we just don't know. We just don't know about anything. We want to grow like a baby can grow. We want to believe in the tales of yesteryear. You can try to bring us down, but we won't go. Don't bring us down, no, we won't go. We will follow you down the low road. We want to do good, don't want to live in sin. They try to overfeed a brother in a napalm, as Betty said. We've lost our appetites, but we're still starving. Ain't it hard to eat right when your taste buds dictate everything?
Playing there, these guys come in and they were straight edge, just total assholes. They're standing out the end of the bar, staring at the stage. I was younger. I drank. You know, I've got enough of watching them. I walked around. I said, you know, fellas, if I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't fuck, I'd hate the world too.
Damn it.
But I said, you can go hate the world someplace else.
Nice.
Actually, I would really love to Captain Morgan and Diet Coke with a sweet lime. If you have it. Or should you take my sunshine away? My only sunshine. Love it. I'll take me happy when skies are gray. Yeah, I'll never know how much I love.
Thank you.
buddy. Yeah? You got a big old weird head.
Hey, still, you should sing a song for Sarah.
I love songs.
Next Christmas, I'll give Ma the very next day. I'll do it away.
Very good!
Job, buddy.
My favorite song. I love that song.
I wish I ever knew.
Isn't that a Boy George song?
Thank you.
you.
Thank you. You okay? Go to sleep. Copy. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, will do.
Nothing has changed. Typical. But nothing has changed. Typical. Anyway, this is just an accident waiting to happen. Typical. They were atrocious. It's just a mess. Typical. Just an accident waiting to happen. And I don't know what was going on here. Typical. It's not too bad. I don't remember it being this nice. Typical. God knows what kind of critter lives in there. It's not exactly typical, but not far from it. Typical. A little worse than normal. Typical. Okay, fine. I can't store anything in there. Typical. It's hit and miss whether they're active or not, and I've never seen a set of prints that were so screwed up. Typical.